Who are you?
I'm Matt, the drummer in Block Party.
Who are you?
I'm Kelly, the guitarist in Block Party.
Kelly, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here, too. I understand that sometimes you run away from interviews.
Lies.
You were hiding between two cars in New York when an interviewer was looking for you. Is that not true?
Was this?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm just very thankful that you're here. Thank you so much for sticking around.
Thanks for having me here.
So, one of the other members of your band, Gordon, he's not here. Like, who else is not here from Block Party?
Matt.
No, I'm Matt.
Oh, yeah, well,
come on, my name, you know, you pay me enough money.
Session musician attack.
Russell's not here.
And we also have Gordon, too, don't we?
Yeah.
He's not here, also. They're probably inside.
I was reading something about Gordon, that he was into designing bulletproof BMWs. Is this true?
I think he was a graphic designer, and one of his jobs as a graphic designer was to, I think, work for...
He worked with a lot of car companies, and I think he did a promotion for bulletproof BMWs.
Which is awesome, isn't it?
Well, it's not quite that awesome. He was just a graphic designer. He wasn't actually designing bulletproof cars.
Because I think, you know, when Block Party get big, or, I mean, you guys are big right now, I mean, you could demand your bulletproof BMW.
Yes.
I'd like to think we hadn't annoyed that many people just yet, but...
And Block Party, here you are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You've just come back from Texas, where I understand you guys played with the New York Dolls. Did you really open for the New York Dolls?
Yeah, we did. Twice.
You opened for the New York Dolls twice?
Yeah, well, when was the first time?
Twice in one day at Stubbs's.
Did they play after us again, twice? Oh, I didn't see them.
I mean, that is incredible. Here's a band that hasn't played for years, and you back them up twice in one day. Is that how surreal things are for Block Party?
Yeah, I didn't see them. who are these Dolls?
They're kind of sort of seminal, kind of like proto kind of
proto punk, the legendary, you know, trash. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Like, three of them are dead now, so...
Apparently Morrissey likes them, doesn't he?
Yes, he personally requested them get back together.
That's nice.
When Morrissey comes calling, you answer that call.
Yeah. Have you had any calling from Morrissey at all?
No, I don't know. I think he'd probably think that our music was vulgar or something.
And we tell him to, you know, we tell him where to stick it.
Yeah, we tell him where to stick it forthwith.
He's been calling a lot of people, hasn't he?
Probably like rude names.
It's called the. We called somebody a rude, vile pig the other day. I saw that on TV.
Oh, no, wasn't it? Are you thinking of Elton John?
Oh, right. Oh, my God. I got Morrissey and Elton John mixed up.
Two old queens there. It can be quick. You know, I can see why you got them confused.
Kelly of Block Party, do you really have a song about beards?
Beards? No.
I thought you have a song about beards.
Which song is this you're referring to?
I just read that you had a song about beards, and I thought, that's awesome. You guys have a song about beards.
I think there's a line in one of the songs that refers to shaving your beard off.
Ah, okay. Mm. And tell me a bit more about that, Kelly.
Nothing more to say, really. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Kelly, what are you trying to bring back? I understand you're trying to bring something back, Kelly.
The fashion mullet.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring back,
No, Kelly, you're trying to bring something else back. What are you trying to bring back, Kelly of Block Party?
I'm trying to bring back a sense of...
Romance,
bravery, sort of decency in pop music.
I think those are very noble things. However, you're wrong. You want to bring back, I know, this is what you want to bring back. You want to bring back the... What is this, and why do you want to bring it back, Kelly of Block Party?
This is a keytar. This is the keytar. They're one of the most underrated musical instruments.
What is the keytar, and why is it underrated?
Well, basically, the keytar is, as you can see, it's a keyboard that you wear like a guitar, so you can sort of play it whilst rocking out. on stage, really. It's kind of, it's for all the frustrated keyboardists that want to sort of be guitarists, really.
These things have a bad name, don't they? Like,
they've got quite a bad sort of. But I've got one. I don't even use it that much. Did you find this in a bin?
No, actually, I own that. I'm a proud owner of a keytar.
Wow.
So,
a different.
Well, my favorite thing on here, check this out, and we can all dance to it. Okay. This is Block Party bringing back the
keytar.
Check this out. Now, this is the best song. The demos are always good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
You have a good demo on yours?
Yeah, we have a few.
Now, check out this one.
No, you can't.
You can, it's just a demo thing. So, Kelly of Block Party, tell me a bit about the keytar. Just a bit more about the keytar.
I think it speaks for itself, really.
You're pumping up the beats there.
We love it.
Okay, I hate to ruin the party. I hate to ruin the block party. But, Kelly, just a bit more background on the keytar. Why do you like the keytar? Who has used the keytar? And would you play one on stage?
I wouldn't play one on stage. No, not really. I just saw one once in a charity shop, and I thought I had to have it, really.
Why wouldn't you play it on stage?
Because I'm not really a proficient sort of keyboard player, really. I'd have to learn.
You could maybe hire somebody else to play it, or get Matt to play it.
Matt's a good pianist, isn't he? Play some stuff.
All right. I could do, like... So, see, we've got the kind of wrong tone on here.
What tones?
Which...
Huh? Oh, wow.
We could spend... There we go.
What is this? Okay, good enough. There we go.
That's more like it.
This is a very good keytar, I have to say.
Yeah. This is a keytar being brought back by...
Kelly from Block Party.
Kelly from Block Party. Now, moving on here for a moment, Kelly from Block Party, if we could.
Yeah.
Another thing. No, you can keep that on. Feel free to keep that. You're allowed to wear it during this interview.
Thank you very much.
Although you will not wear it on stage.
I won't, sadly.
This person right here, do you know who, if you could hold that, Matt, who is this person right here?
Don't know.
Do you have any idea who that person is?
No, I don't.
That person right there, his name is Gilles Duceppe. He is leader of the...
Block Party.
The Block Party in...
Canada.
In Canada!
Yeah.
Now, I find it very interesting that you named your band...
We didn't name our band
after... After this guy right here.
We didn't. It was just, it was something that the bass player came up with, the name Block Party. But we've been realising that there are lots of sort of, we've been travelling around the world and we're realising that Block Party means a lot of different things in different places.
What else does it mean in other places? In Canada, it means Gilles Duceppe.
It's in Scandinavia, apparently it's the name of some sort of right wing sort of political party. So we were all a bit worried when we were playing in Scandinavia, but you know.
I think it's really interesting too, because in your early interviews, early Block Party interviews, you're like, there's no political subtext with their name, and little did you know, eh?
Little did we know.
What does this party stand for?
Block Québécois.
Yeah,
what do you do? What are his policies?
They would like sovereignty for Quebec. They'd like Quebec to separate.
He's fairly right wing then, I suppose.
He's a pretty cool guy for the Quebecers. They love him.
Okay. Well,
he's got blue eyes, isn't he? Very piercing. Are those contacts, you think?
I imagine he's been photoshopped.
How did your gigs go in Montreal? Have you played Montreal before?
We haven't played in Montreal before. Yeah.
When you do, they're going to go over amazing because you are.
Block Party.
In Montreal!
In Montreal.
So, Block Party, I was also wondering, you're signed to Vice Records.
Who?
Vice Records.
Yes, we are.
Why did you guys sign to Vice Records? I heard you signed to Vice Records out of Montreal originally because they're anarchists.
No, that isn't true. I think we signed to them because they seemed like the best option at the time, really. It was just nothing more than that.
I thought they're a cool label that will do anything. They're crass. They're like the band Crass. They're crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of that's kind of something that I think that's something that I think that's something that you might deduce from the magazine, but apparently the magazine and the label are different entities. You know, the crest side of that magazine doesn't really appeal to me, to be honest. But, you know, they're good people that get what we do, so...
One other interesting thing about record labels is, and you mentioned this earlier, the Morrissey influence. You guys are on Dim...
Mac.
Dim Mac, home of Pretty Girls Make...
Graves.
How did you get hooked up with Dim Mac? That's a really cool label.
Our manager, I think, met Steve Aoki, who runs Dim Mac. I don't know how he met him. I think he met him on the internet. This is the soundtrack to this particular story, I hasten to add. Yeah, and it was that simple, basically. And this has embellished the story somewhat.
That's the demo! I killed the block party. I didn't want you to interrupt the story about Dim Mac, because when they are important, I think they're a really cool label.
Yeah, they are cool. He's putting out loads of like new and interesting bands, Steve. So, Steve Aoki, the leader of the label. So, yeah, and I believe he's going to be here tonight as well. Yeah. So,
another Canadian connection for you guys is your bass player, Gordon, who's not here, wears a Stills t-shirt.
He might do. He might do. Yeah.
In the CD booklet.
He does.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
He's wearing a Canadian Stills T-shirt, which is great. Canadian content.
Yes.
And another member of your band that's not here, Russell. He's always wearing that Kix T-shirt. What's the deal on that Kix T-shirt he always is wearing?
I found that in. I went to Detroit on holiday and found it in a thrift store and got it for him. But I didn't actually know what is the radio station?
I have no idea. I want to find out about it. Thank you for turning me on to it.
It has like a cowboy hat on it though, so I'm assuming it's kind of country and western.
It seems like a bit of Block Party is pretty crazy. Like, you guys, you picked the name Block Party. You don't really know what the name is. You wear a T-shirt. You don't really know what the T-shirt is about.
No, we're just wading around in the dark, you know, arms outstretched, and eventually we'll find something tangible. But
you're taking chances. You're going for it.
We're, you know, you have to make your own luck in the world.
Now, winding up your Block Party, is it true that there was, say, a Hobbiter or some Elijah Wooder or some Harry Potter or one of those dudes actually wore a Block Party t-shirt underneath his costume? Is that true?
Apparently Harry Potter's a big fan of the Block. I've not seen any pictures of him wearing a t-shirt, but I remember hearing something about him wearing one of our t-shirts, and now lots of young Harry Potter fans have been trying to get Block Party t-shirts. So I think there's some truth in that, yeah.
And, like, he wore it underneath his costume, underneath his Harry Potter costume, like on set.
Harry Potter costume.
It actually did make him feel powerful and magical, yeah. As opposed to pretending.
Block Party, who makes albums these days in Technicolor?
Block Party does. Block Party does.
Are you the only band that makes albums in Technicolor?
Broken Social Scene.
A Canadian connection. So they do the Technicolor.
Yeah, and the Arcade Fire. Their album's quite colourful.
Another Canadian connection.
There's a link here, I think.
Are you just saying that because we're in Canada, or you actually like those bands?
We like those bands.
Block Party, looking at you guys, would somebody think that you guys are partiers? I mean, not really, especially holding the keytar, right?
Oh, possibly, yeah, but the thing is, I'd probably go to the raddest parties, like carrying the little instrument. I don't know. I think appearances can be deceiving.
Exactly, because you guys out partied the Kings of Leon, didn't you? Those guys are real snorting, whiffing, sucker partiers, aren't they?
Hearty, hearty. Rooting, tooting, shooting, snorting.
As far as where we haven't kind of caught any diseases of the...
Is that true, though? You partied with them, and you out-partied. You out-partied them. The Kings of Leon.
They were being sick and like throwing up and saying they wanted to go to bed, but we just started.
They certainly kicked many a bucket whilst we were on tour with them.
I think it's great that Block Party are paving the way. And winding up here, Matt, you've been to many hotels, haven't you?
Yes.
Is it true that every Holiday Inn is identical?
Yes.
Like every Holiday Inn is identical.
Travel lodges, generally, we use travel lodges in England, and they are identical.
Like the layout, it's easy to go back to them.
Yeah, they are. It's a sense of familiarity, really.
Block Party, tell me about Russell's belt. He's not here right now. What's the deal on Russell's belt?
Which belt? He has many belts.
He's got this belt that kind of flops over. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kelly?
No.
Like in photos, there's always a belt falling out.
Perhaps it's symbolic of his huge penis.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Well, it's been said.
How is Russell for playing? I read an online review that said his guitar amp wasn't turned up loud enough. Are you denying him power because if it gets too powerful, he'll get all the girls?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing.
We're keeping him down where he belongs.
Block Party, lastly here, I confused Morrissey and Elton John. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We really, really, really don't mind.
I mean, that's really rude to somebody that's English to confuse Elton John and Morrissey. I'm sorry.
It's funny, and we don't particularly kind of have too much time for either, really.
I apologize.
It's kind of like me confusing you with an American or something. It's just sometimes these things can happen.
There is an Elton John connection with Block Party, isn't there? Didn't you guys play later with Elton John? Like, haven't you actually shared the same stage with Elton John?
Yeah, and apparently he demanded that we should give him a copy of our album after he finished playing. So we were told him to go out and buy it.
Yeah, you know, he's got the money. You know, we don't.
Fat old fool.
Do you get requests like that? When the Futureheads were through town, they apparently were forced to sign an album for Bono of U2, for Bono.
Bonio? Who? Bono.
Yeah, they had to give a CD to Bono. You make them pay, like, so, you know, the Futureheads will give it free to Bono, Bono. Yeah,
I'd make that cunt pay.
Can we bleep stuff out on this?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'd make that cunt pay then.
Elton John's gonna pay?
No, Bonio.
Well, thanks so much, Block Party. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
No, seriously, don't give them the mic. You've got it going now, jeez.
No more to add.
It's very nice to be here. Thanks for talking to us.
Why should people care about Block Party? Why should people care?
Cunt, fuck.
He's on fire, isn't he? The keytar rises again.
Oh, God. Make it stop.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, thank you very much, Block Party. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doodaloot doo.
Doot